The chairman of the Tema District Council of Labour, Wilson Agana, says the council's demonstration yesterday is not superseding TUC's 10-day ultimatum. This is because the council gave a 7-day ultimatum to government before the TUC gave theirs. Speaking on Behind the News, Mr. Agana said the committee set up to look into the tariff hikes is taking too long in coming out with recommendations to enable government to review the utility tariffs.
The Marine Council of Labour has taken their decision before the TUC. We took our decision and agreed that we are giving government 7 days because we wrote a letter to them concerning our complaint resolution to them from July, August, September and October. So that is why we started ours on the before TUC were 10 days, ours was 7 days. So we are not jumping the gun. We took our decision before TUC. Yes.
Now we have government setting up a committee to look at ways of mitigating the hardship from the recent increase in utility prices. Why don't you wait for the committee to finish its work before you hit the streets?
The vice president talk of this committee about 2 weeks now or 3 weeks now. They've not started anything. It was only yesterday that the letter came to the chief, for that matter, organized labor, to nominate somebody to be on the committee. And meanwhile, we are paying the tariff. The problem is on. So we have to fight. Because when they met, before they even appoint this committee, organized labor is telling them that no, they will not be part of the committee, but they should just review the tariff because it's too much. If they review the tariff, then they will start to discuss. The committee should start their job because the problem is too much. But they refuse. You know, that is why organized labor took this decision.
Well, but with the decision to hit the street, there is also this argument that the TUC has representation on the PURC, and before the increment, they were all part of the meeting. So why is the TUC now blaming government?
Let me tell you, to be on a committee on behalf of your organization, that doesn't mean that whatever you discuss there is the final decision. You are there to represent the organization. So, PURC is there. One member from the TUC is representing the TUC, for that matter, organizing labor. That is supposed to bring whatever decision they take there, whatever problem has there, to the organizing labor to take decision finally. So, the members of PURC, they are not two, nor three. They are about 9 members and 1 person. How can you fight them?
Chairman of the Tema District Council of Labour, Wilson Agana. Meanwhile, Deputy Minister of Information, Murtala Mohammed, says it is high time Labour moved away from organising demonstrations and rather dialogued with government.
Well, first and foremost, I haven't seen anywhere in the world where demonstrations are used to solve problems. I haven't seen anywhere. And even when people demonstrate, at the end of the day, they would come back to turn around and find a solution to problems. That is the first statement I would want to make. And if there is anywhere in this world that demonstration has ever been involved in it, I think that I am low. The second point is that my good brother knows that the determination of fixing the tariff that the citizens of this nation pay for utility services is not taken by government. It is taken by a constitutional mandated body, in this case, the Public Utility and Regulatory Commission. I remember vividly a year ago when PURC made proposals to adjust the tariffs that we pay. And government, this same government, came out against the PURC and virtually appealed to them to take a second look at the kind of proposals they were making. You had all sorts of groups, including TUC, that made a public pronouncement that government did not have any right to interfere in the work of a constitutional mandated body, in case the PURC. I want to ask my brother whether that act has been amended. And if the act has not been amended, then I can't fathom with any assertion today that government has the capacity to fix the tariff. The TUC has said profoundly that they are not against the tariff suggested, but they are against, one, the quantum, and two, the fact that the automatic adjustment formula was not. But they agree that there is a need for some adjustment. They have also stated publicly, the boss has stated publicly, that why is it that PURC didn't increase tariffs in 2010, 2011, and 2012, when they argued that there was a need for some tariff adjustment. I think the TUC clearly. So if you have problems that can be through dialogue, I can't understand why people would want to embark on them. But whatever the case is, within the constitutional right of any individual or group of persons to demonstrate as a means to solve problems. But I again ask whether demonstration has ever solved any problem.
Deputy Minister of Information, Murtala Mohammed.